sir, and what is your name?
Matthew Kay.
Okay, Mr. Kay, hold on a moment. This is going to conduct the hearing. Well, that's the Honorable Mr. David Neal will conduct the hearing, so just hold on. He will be with you very shortly, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Matthew Ryan Kay, 237-509.
Thank you, sir. Your friend for the year is on the board of executive clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I may have missed board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to the far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and then we have the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. Honorable Dr. C.T. Rice, who is our board chairman. To the far right is the Honorable Louis Canellis, and my name is David Neal. I will be the hearing lead today. Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner and the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby will be representing the Department of Corrections and also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
I do, and at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. There is a typo at the bottom of page 1 for the conditions. The correct date should be 8/21/2018.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so Mr. Kay, do you understand we just amended the warrant? There was a typo on the date that was listed for you being the conditions of release, right, to you?
Yes.
Okay. So, with that, we really will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms of admission of the community supervision have been violated. If they were violated in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So, for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on the warrant. After I read them, I'm going to ask if they're true, false, or if you wish to plead the fifth. But the idea of pleading the fifth is based on that where the booking and report numbers are listed on the warrant. Thus, there may be some outstanding charges. This is a reported hearing. There's public information, so anything you say today could be used against you if there's a trial or something on other charges. So we just give you the opportunity not to say anything that might incriminate you in ongoing criminal charges, okay?
Okay.
All right, so allegation number one was violation of order of conditional supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 31st, 2018, for the task individual testing with blind summary dated January 23rd, 2019. Is that true or false, sir? Or do you wish to plead the fifth? That's true?
True.
Oh, okay. Allegation number 2 is a violation of Arizona's additional supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening behavior on or about January 14, 2019 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Is that true, false, or you wish to plead the fifth?
That
is true. Okay, sir. So based on the admissions of Mr. Kay, I'm going to find that he was the victim of the violated terms and conditions of your supervision, and they may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal way or terminate.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Kinnellis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Rittenhouse. All right, so we're going to be moving to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Kay was released from ADC on 8/21/18. He was arrested January 14, 2019 by Glendale PD on numerous legal charges of disorderly conduct, DV. He was back in DOC custody on January 23, 2019 with the projected community supervision end date of July 20, 2020. Zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2008 marijuana violation, 1 year. 2008 discharging firearm at a structure, 12 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate, the drugs noted. There are no other arrests on record. Community risk score is a G3B4. I do have status of charges from Union Supervisor Haggard dated March 8, 2019. That states contacted Glendale Prosecutor's Office today. They said the defendant was sentenced on January 22, 2019 for the misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct DV from January 14, 2019. He was sentenced to 12 months unsupervised probation.
Thank you, sir. Okay, it looks like they got that taken care of. So we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision at this time. You originally approved to reside with your mother in Glendale, and on August 30th of 2018, you reported that your mother bought a house and you would be moving with her to the new address at 5109 West Mercer in Glendale. And that was to be September 20th. Apparently that was approved and no other residents were approved. So you stayed there with your mother until you were violated, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says here that you reported that you were working at Capital Pump and Improvement in Tempe. But you were laid off on January 12th, 2019. Did you get any other employment before you were violated, sir?
No, it was a violation. It was like 2 days after I got laid off.
What kind of work did you do for Capital Pump and Improvement?
We move water, or like if a sewer chain, like if a main sewer line in the road gets broken or clogged, we go in and we'll cap it and eliminate all the water from that section so they can dig up the road and take that section out and put a new section in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an ongoing process around here, and when the same age, there's more and more of that. But it's committed to what you're working. You were placed on a task color code program, and it looks like September you had the urine sample, and in October you were positive for alcohol and the urine, and November, a month later, it was positive for alcohol and the urine. And then on November 30th, you had a negative. January 3rd of 2019, you had a negative. And there was no sample collected on December 31st of 2018. So, do you have an ongoing alcohol problem?
No.
Just had a beer after work?
On occasion.
Just had a beer at the wrong time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're not supposed to have the alcohol, but if it's not a continuing program, at least you're one step ahead of a very large portion of the inmates coming out with alcohol and drug addictions. So that's commendable. Although, you know, you got in trouble for breaking the rules. If the board were to vote to return to community supervision at this time, what would be your plan? What would you be doing for work and stuff?
My plan is to go back to work. I actually got a couple buddies that would hire me for their construction companies. So, like, when I got out this first time, like, I pretty much didn't focus on myself really. I met a girl and started taking care of her and her kids. Kind of lost track of things, but now that we're not together, I'm more focused on myself, and that's what I have to do. I have to be selfish.
Okay. Well, it seems that you really don't have an extensive record, but discharging a firearm that an occupied structure is taken pretty seriously in this state. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions. Okay, sir, we're here in the interview hearing. We're going to be going into discussion and make a determination shortly. But before we do that, I give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think that the board should know before we make our decision. And once you do that, we'll go into discussion to make that decision. Okay, sir? So is there anything else you'd like to tell us this time?
Yeah, I'm going to see what kind of, if I get reinstated today, I'm going to see what kind of programs the parole office offers for, like, self-help and self-discovery to keep all my P's and Q's about that. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we'd like you to remain on the phone. You can hear the entire conversation, and once we make a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay.
And the board is now in discussion. Mr. K is an interesting young man. It looks like it was probably more of an unfortunate situation that got him into prison in the first place, but he's got about 4 months left, and he won't have any more obligation to DOC and with the domestic violence, disorderly conduct. I don't feel as good a candidate for return to community supervision. But I'm going to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members.
I think he has about a year and
4 months. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So, more like 16 months. I really didn't want. But, I don't know, with that much time, puts me on the fence. Since he does have that much time left, and the amount of time he's already spent, I guess actually all that put together, I would be willing to consider return to community supervision. But I'd like to hear some discussion from the fellow board members.
Mr. Neal, I'm just concerned that the two positives were a month apart, and it looks like he continued to drink until he had the TAB monitor, knowing that he definitely would be caught with that. I don't know, I'm not hearing a lot of conviction about getting the alcohol problem squared away. Thank you, Mr.
Mayor.
I'm a little bit concerned too about his suicidal thoughts and drinking and running into the street trying to get hit by a car.
I know he served his time, but I'm still a little concerned about his weapon charges. I know that's a long time ago, and he's paid his society what he needs to do. That's always a concern. That's always a concern. Weapons and drug use, they just don't go together.
Okay. Based on discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see what goes. So based on all information, I'm number 2019W0148, Mr. K's testimony, and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. K as he was delinquent, violated terms of division of supervision, and analyze the adoption of the criminal rules of the county.
Second.
Great.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Bowden. Mr. Johnson and Mr. Jones. And Mr. K, the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. We do wish the best luck. We hope that you can get this all behind you. But I would suggest that you try to partake of some AA programming while you're in there and get it deep in 79 so that you can stay away from the alcohol and not get in any more trouble with it when you do get out. And when you're done with DOC this time around, hopefully you won't even have to deal with them again. So we do this the best luck. This will end your hearing, and would you put the next inmate or CO3 on the phone, please?
Does this go all the way till July of this year?
Pardon me?
Yes.
So I'm going to kill my number completely?
Yes.
I think you're asking if you're going to be killing your numbers?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.